big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, and welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, Series 2, Episode 32.
Oh, it's all gone to shit.
Oh God, the camera's moving. It means Joe McGrath's here. Yay!
Apologies. I've mugged you up already.
There we go.
Mugged up already.
Apart from knocking the camera and not having the mic in the right place.
Hello.
He is on form, baby.
Yeah. Love it.
Cameron Green's also in.
Hey.
Hello. All right. Back in his corner. Nobody puts baby in the corner. Except for me.
Sexy baby.
Been a while since anyone called me baby as well.
Yeah.
Joe just said sexy baby, which I think should be
scrutinized. But we don't know.
Oh no.
And of course, in the other corner is Max Smith.
Hello there.
Love it. Sexy papa.
There we go, yeah.
And when I say the other corner, I don't mean like they're going to fight.
Who will do.
Really?
Eventually, one day.
Who, me and you?
No.
No, in a...
Max and Cameron.
Just in the way fathers and sons do. You know?
In that horrible way.
Max doesn't have the malice to be a fighter.
Or a father.
Yeah. Mm. I don't have the strength.
The malice to be a father.
Oh, what a day. Just a disciplinarian.
Yeah.
That's all you want from your dad.
I'd shower other people's kids, not my own.
Yeah.
There are people that do that famously.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. Can we have some?
Well, it was my birthday once.
Yeah.
And a lad who came to the party said, I want that cake. And it was my birthday cake. So my mum was like, well, you can't have that. It's a long story. Said, you can't have that. That's my son's birthday cake. And then he destroyed my birthday cake. And his mum was like to me, why don't you just give him your birthday cake? And I was like, you're having a laugh.
And
we went to Brewster Burr and I had a scrap with him and his mum told me off, but he was like pulling my hair. Brewster Burr is like, I want your hair.
What's Brewster Burr? No.
Brewster Burr's
what is Brewster Burr?
Was it Joe in a suit?
You know, been to
give
Brewster,
me your hair.
You've been to Brewster Burr, surely.
Yeah.
A wacky warehouse.
Is there a Northwest thing? Yeah.
Is it like a Chuck E. Cheese sort of?
Yeah.
You can make your own ice cream, you know, you pick the top.
Oh, nice. It,
the machine never worked.
That's true enough.
Yeah.
I just want plain ice cream. Dust. Thank you, Father.
I just had a bowl of sprinkles.
Thank you, did that once. That's all the cake was. Yeah. A bowl of sprinkles. And this poor get didn't have any of his ice cream. He'd come for one thing.
What I would have done there as a kid, next birthday, or maybe throw a fake celebration in the name of myself, I would have got a fake cake.
Yeah.
Maybe the classic balloon one with icing on.
Oh, yeah.
Or just a dog shit cake. And then I've gone, you know what, you can have dibs on that.
Yeah.
Smash his face into it and go, enjoy your pink eye.
Meanwhile, you're going hungry because you thought, I'll have some ice cream at least if I have no cake. Sat under the machine, curse you, God!
To be fair, if I'm going like that.
Brewster!
Enjoy your pink eye.
Bruce just stood there. Get a bit closer. No, I'll give you the cream, all right.
It is ice cream, I promise you.
Each one.
Joseph.
Hello.
What have you been up to?
I went to a black pudding throwing competition, which was very weird, in Ramsbottom.
Yeah.
So
Poor Ram.
Hard telling stories, isn't it? So it was like
the microphone.
Sorry, it was like it was this guy. The event was based because it's in a place where Yorkshire and Lancashire used to meet, and they used to always fight. So they decided to come up with a competition to stop them fighting. So they had to be a bit weird. It couldn't be like football because it probably would kick off then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So they came up with
naturally
lobbing black puddings and seeing if you can hit Yorkshire puddings off a railing. But it's harder than it looks because the black pudding's quite weighty.
Yeah.
And then you've got to try and knock Yorkshire puddings off. There's 12 up there, but no one's ever got all 12.
Wow.
Rumours are there was an 11 in 2004.
That's a rumour.
That was a rumour as well.
Wow.
Tales tell.
How many did you get?
I got none. I couldn't hit it.
Don't show your face on this great show when you get zero in the Black Pudding Ramsbottom competition.
Yeah, that's true. Ramsbottom's a nice place.
Is it?
It's really nice. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what happens to the Black Puddings after they've been
chucked? I think they cook them all in a big pot.
They release the orphans into the field to eat.
But they've been all over the floor.
Get in the gutter.
The Black Puddings, but they're in like a little case. So they make it like... It was very big for them this year to make it out like nothing was going to go to waste.
Yeah.
But there was like a recipe of what they were going to cook. And apparently next year they're going to use the vegetarian ones, you know, so it's...
Oh, like, yeah, so... Lobbing. Not a big part of the... pigs' heads.
Don't
on the
you
side.
Just wish vegetarians would get their own, you know, animal entrail meals?
Well, they do. They have the cheese rolling.
Cheese rolling,
which
yeah.
we could all go to. That's then, in May next
remember
year.
Remember, Tom goes there every year and just protests by, by, I don't know what he does, to be fair.
We got told about other stuff. So the cheese rolling's one. Yeah. But in May 2022, near Preston, is a gravy wrestling championships.
So is that like mud, like oil wrestling?
Oil wrestling, but in gravy. Yeah.
It's wow. just Sundays cold at gravy. The car.
There's hardly any fucking left. I've only got shed full of them. Fuck off, Danny.
Just throwing a black pudding at her head. Well, that's amazing. Weapon. Yeah, it's incredible.
Fatality.
So yeah, so I might get practicing for that training.
The microphone.
The training for that. Might get training for that.
To wrestling gravy. Well,
wrestling gravy. So it's like mud wrestling, but cold bisto, I guess.
Yeah.
And then
boiling hot bisto.
That's the element of danger. But I'm looking forward to it. I might come up with a good gravy based name.
Yeah.
Cold bisto.
Bisto.
Joe. Yeah.
Bisto.
Bisto.
Bisto. Thank you. Yeah.
Fisto.
Fisto. Nice.
Fisto. Fisto bisto. There you go.
Break all the roof.
Yeah, fish Joe is a bit.
I don't know. There's appetizing like an and then there's
fish Joe.
You've done a lot because the last time I saw you, you were sweating over a camera.
Yeah,
in Stephen's
yeah.
house.
Yeah, them,
no, no,
them,
he's been interrogated. Panorama.
I really need to sort.
What are you doing in Ramsbottom?
I really need to sort myself out there, don't I? Yeah. I was a state for all recordings.
Incredible.
I came back to Becky going, "You stink," and like. I was like, what have you been doing?
Could have been our cookies.
He's got Bisto dripping.
It's hard to explain to her that holding a camera is hard, but it's not hard, but...
No, yeah.
You're
no,
there is. For like a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then the one bit of Tom's, which is well hard, is when... no, Tom's episode's not out yet. Will it be out yet?
It'll be out by now, yeah.
Is the bingo was going to go on for a bit longer than I thought
fucking
it was going to be.
Hell.
And I was there sweating. Yeah. I was like... They were going to do full house. And I was like, please don't do full house. I could just feel like the drips of sweat in my eyes. Oh, awful, awful business.
You said you're doing a festival this weekend.
Yeah.
The Wing Festival, is that right?
Chicky Wing Festival.
Wow. Chicky Wing Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be throwing wings at Yorkshire Puddings.
No, they have the lava eating contest.
Lava?
So a guy, a guy from America comes and he...
No way. Got to eat that. It's hot, isn't it?
I used to work at Brewster Bears.
Would be a turnout for the box if it chiseled in it.
It would, to be fair.
I'll go back to the man. I'm here with Brian.
Today I'm a fluffer.
He's called Dr. Not Dr.
The Mike
Pepper.
Joke.
He's called Dr. Dr. Smokehouse.
Right,
he
okay.
creates
bloody
this lava.
Hell.
St. John's Ambulance are there and they've got like, you
Behave.
Know, but I've got a video I could probably show you where a guy who was a rugby player and he's just dead adamant that he was going to win. And yeah. I've never seen a man look so distraught.
I hate spicy stuff.
We had to do that for the
so
spill
much.
Your guts, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
That really did hurt.
Yeah. Which one was that?
A chili pepper, wasn't it?
Which one? Was it ghost chili?
Yeah, yeah, I think
it was.
So.
It
yeah.
was, and it really got that there.
I used awful. To be good with spicy stuff, and then when we did the Carolina Reaper, I stopped for a bit because it ruined my life.
So hurts your bum, doesn't it?
No. Oh, not really. I think no. Max said otherwise.
Oh, no, no, it does. Yeah.
I went to one in Rainhill, the Spice Inn, and had like a really hot fucking Jalfrezi or something. And the guy was looking over for ages going. Oh. And I was really struggling with it. And then in the end, he turned up with a little pot of green sauce. I didn't ask him to. He just stunned over me and went, poured it, drizzled it over me fucking
no
curry.
Way,
and
wow.
I was like, cheers.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was a really nice tea,
spicy,
though. Really
like
nice.
Sauce.
I think he must have thought that I was nodding at him to say, come over. So I sat there like, you're fucking hot.
I'm What was going on what in the Spices? You two giving each other the eye from
it. It's Dr. Smokehouse with his big jizzy green sauce.
You seductively eating poppadoms, dripping chutney down your lips.
That's not the yoghurt, is it?
Got Barry White playing over the
some fella sweating in a bear costume in the kitchen.
I'll have the Rogan Nosh, please.
Good with wordplay and food, aren't you?
Yeah.
When you're a sexy eater like I am, Joe, things come naturally. And I mean men and women.
Yeah.
Not rams. Was that what we were on about? No.
Rams bottoms.
Yeah, rams bottoms.
Max, what have you been up to? Sorry to go off a of rams bottom.
Been to the cinema a lot recently.
Well, don't you dare try and bring back IMAX.
It's rising from the grave. So this year, it's the anniversary of so many films.
What anniversary?
2001. Fellowship.
Yeah, they came 2001.
Oh, do you mean like a significant anniversary?
Yeah, it's not just every year. Every single year, every single film is played at this one Odeon. It takes so long to get through. So the Lord of the Rings films, they showed them over the weekend.
Cool.
It's like 9 hours worth of film. So good.
All 9 hours.
Well, no, it's split over three days. So
you went for 3 days.
Yeah.
Did you sneak any snacks in?
No.
Apart from yourself.
Thank you.
Max loves to suck himself off.
Yep, right in the back of the cinema. bit of privacy.
Oh, you're a bit of a prude these days. Used to be friends, isn't it?
Right in front of Frodo as he's putting the ring on. Watch this, guys!
I'll show you how to beat the Eye of Sauron.
I put myself in the fucking eye. Bloody hell. So watch them. Really good. Amazing on the big screen.
Smeagol, something like that.
Smeagol, yeah, Colin. Didn't know you were a ringhead.
I just... A ring head. Not much coming back from that. Just going to take a back seat and let that sit.
And then last night, I went to see Carrie. This is the 45th anniversary of Carrie.
That's cool, yeah.
Boris Johnson's wife.
Yeah, it was one of her talks.
That bit where she goes into the House of Commons and starts like flinging people around with a mine. That's my favourite bit.
Carrie, the one where she's at the end and then something
she
falls
puts.
On her
they so.
Hey?
Yeah, it's the pig's blood.
The pig's blood.
Yeah, that's tight.
They heard how good the black pudding throwing sound was. Like, we need to do our own shit here.
From Wolverhampton.
Have this, you bitch. I didn't realise it was set in Yorkshire. Very strange.
Do you reckon people ever confuse that with like a Carry On film?
Carry on, expecting
boobs to pop out.
It's quite an innocent name, though, isn't it? Carry doesn't scream like the horror film.
This is not my issue. Like,
have you seen it? It's not even I wouldn't even call it a horror film.
I remember turning up to Rita and Alton Towers, giving it a go, and I just saw Norris in the background. That's my woman. Corrie reference for you there.
He's dead now.
For all you Corrie
in real life. No, not in real life. They've killed him off in the
I watched the clip of it. It's ridiculous.
Fucking hell, we've gone from Carrie to Corrie. This is incredible.
He was sat on a bench in a big overcoat. He's having a stroke.
Now for the news.
Oh, no, I love the news.
It's like having a fan in the pocket.
I tell you what I was thinking, right? When I used to do a T-boy, one of the first radio stations I did was like a United show on the BBC.
Yeah.
And they used to have, the budget was tight, right? They used to have a former United player on who was a goalkeeper called Nicky Weaver. He played 3 minutes for United. This is my 3 minutes.
Here's me thinking he was going to get us all a cup of tea. Nice one.
Terrible.
I fucking gutted out, mate.
Something that I saw on Twitter yesterday was that calling women birds is officially sexist, a judge has ruled.
Well, incredible.
Fucked. It's a female judge. Cameron.
It was Big Bird.
Thank you for coming to me about this. I'm not happy.
Well, what would you like to say to the judge?
How's it any different to if women were calling fellas bees?
Yeah.
They don't do it, but the birds and the bees, that's all it is.
But that's sex. That's a sexual thing, and you're equating women with sex.
Is that why we call them birds?
Yeah. Because
of the birds
and the
bees.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I think that's the argument. Because that's
it's because they shit on you. Yeah. Am I right, lads?
And it makes me lucky when they do. I think the issue is that's a sexual term, and so you're looking at a woman as a sexual thing.
You find birds sexual.
You stood next to and sat here with Joe, who, we're not doing that anymore, are we?
Didn't see your finger on the one last week.
Tell us about the time you wanked to Pingu. Go on.
No.
New on this, motherfucker.
The one cameo from Samuel Jackson.
That ain't snow.
I'd
love to see
with
that.
With his motherfucking Eskimos coming on my bird.
As he said in court yesterday.
You know the bit where somebody jumps in front of a bullet? It's just him jumping in front of the Eskimos. No!
No!
No! Oh, that's fun.
What would, now that Bird is gone, what would you refer to women as? Apart from the greater sex.
Nice, okay.
Birds. I'm so ingrained, I'm so used to doing it, saying me bird.
I'm not sure I've ever heard someone refer to a woman as a bird.
Not to their face.
When men are talking in general.
You say love instead.
This one called someone darling once, and that was a bit, I thought that was a bit...
Bit much.
But he's a bit older guy.
Yeah.
Cheers, darling. And I thought, I thought that was a tad creepy.
I say love
to everybody. Thank you, love.
Spread the love.
In Greece, they had the tea birds. They're gone now. They're just the teas.
The teas.
Anything's a bit better.
Isn't the tea birds the guys as well?
A bit like you in an Indian restaurant, the teas.
Oh.
The teas. They're coming over the yogurt and go,
no.
Not yet. Next up, something that Max was telling me about.
This is incredible.
Yeah. So John Challis died. He was from Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, that wasn't incredible.
Yeah. And then Max said, did you know that him and Ice-T, the rapper, were good friends on Twitter?
That's what you're going to say, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know
who would
that.
Have thought, yeah. Really strange. Ice-T from, you know...
Often getting confused with a member of the T-Birds as well.
Absolutely.
Ice-T. Absolute logistical nightmare for him.
Yeah, you know, rapper.
And Boise.
Yeah, and Boise, who would have thought?
If it was... I've forgotten his name. Del Boy Davies.
Yeah. Jason.
There you go. If it was them, I'd be like, that's strange.
Yeah, that's strange.
But Boise, of all people.
Really strange.
Like, they didn't even meet on an episode of Celebrity Come Down With Me or Coach Trip.
Yeah.
That would have made me go, okay.
It's just a shame that it happened now, because I would have loved to have seen Ice-T in Only Fools and Horses.
A bit more often, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So true. I looked up Unlikely Friends. I looked for a few articles on that. I've got to say, a lot of the things on the list for like Courtney Cox and Ed Sheeran, they go out in LA.
Yeah,
they're in the same circles.
Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston.
That's not unlikely.
They're on the same TV show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the TV show. Yeah. I did find some unlikely friendship groups.
Nice.
A couples. Piers Morgan and Lucy Jones. Who's she? Well, she was on Love Island. She was a bit weird on there anyway.
Mm. What was that?
Was she the surfer?
Yeah. Well, what's weird about this is Piers Morgan. Oh. I'm pretty sure for that series as well, every morning on that news show he used to do, it'd just be like, Love Island contestants are stupid. It's like, is there any fucking real news you could do?
She is stupid for being friends with him.
Hey. Respect.
Yeah.
But the thing on, like, she posted an Instagram post and the caption was, only one name in my phone that excites me. And he replied, mine?
Oh, God.
You're at least twice her age. And it's public. People can see you being a fucking dweeb.
Famously, though, identifies as a penguin.
Yeah, that's true.
She might have seen, you know, the Pingu episode with Samuel L. Jackson and
this
fucking guy.
Link down below.
It's almost as good as that Jeremy Clarkson episode where he rides Brum around.
I loved Brum.
Yeah.
Just as a side note.
It's a great side note. Phil?
TV show.
So Brum in Hollywood.
I just work for Uber. It's a miserable existence.
If Brum goes
for the rent.
If Brum goes slower than 50 miles per hour, he'll explode.
Knackered the poor lad at the end of it.
And then he stops for James Corden on one of his Broadway shows.
Oh, that's an amazing. That would be incredible.
It's when he reverses back and does it again. Too far, Brum. Next, a good one that is weird. Lady Gaga and June Brown, who played Dot in EastEnders.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. They were on Graham Norton together and become great friends.
Wow, that's so weird.
Oh, well done, Graham.
God. Well done, Graham.
Yeah, bringing people together.
It is weird when you see those Graham Norton, like Jonathan Ross style shows where you've got a really famous person and you've got someone who's like, I once saw Kevin Bridges.
Famous.
Kevin Bridges. And do you remember, what's he called? John Krasinski. Is he from The Office?
Yeah.
And he kind of like, it's the first time maybe he's ever heard someone that strong Scottish accent. He loved it though.
Kevin Bridges.
Kevin Bridges.
Just weird about that is I saw the clip on YouTube of that thing.
Yeah.
And it was on Kevin Bridges' YouTube channel. I don't think he runs it, but it was like Kevin Bridges as John Krasinski in Stitches.
I think I saw that.
And it's like, they laugh a little bit, but I thought Kevin Bridges isn't writing.
No, he cuts out the bit where he beats him up. He cuts out the bit where he beat him up and he had good
just because he's Glaswegian, mate. This isn't really new. It's just a weird thing that I saw the other day and I wanted to speak about. Oh, you know the website Cameo where people do celebrities do voice messages? Well, I saw one that was put on Twitter and it was of James Buckley. You know, Jay from The Inbetweeners. And it was the most it was like miserable sort of your friend. And then he's a real bus wanker. And I just think,
how much is he charging as well? A lot.
Exactly. You don't need to do that. If I had a show like that, like The Inbetweeners, or I'd made it, I would make it a rule that you can't then just say the catchphrases on Cameo and ruin the legacy of it.
It's gone.
But yeah, just a weird thing to watch and then go, oh. Because I love
that's
I love
so sad. Stuff. That's so miserable. Because he's trying to, I think he's trying to do like, he's doing streaming, I think.
Yeah, he does YouTube. Yeah,
I think he must be fine.
I think he's fine. I don't think he's getting as many viewers as, I don't think he's as big as he probably could have been.
The richest one's Neil, funnily enough. He got he's paid actor, loads and loads for being in Dad's Army film.
The Dad's Army film?
He's in a Dad's Army film and got paid loads for that. And now he's doing adverts for Dell computers or something. And you wouldn't even know it's him. Just like, it's like the back of his head and it spins around. He's like, my computer opens like this.
Yeah. What's the point in doing that then for Dell?
It's just a bit more cash, isn't it?
I know. I understand why he did it. I mean, why would Dell do it? Because it's like, you wouldn't recognise his voice.
I think he's just a gift.
Yeah. No, they turn around and he goes, Bush wanker!
I played Neil in the Inbetweeners, by the way.
Yeah, like the text scroll at
the end. I was Neil from the Inbetweeners. Remember that?
Is your dad a paedophile? Possibly. Incognito.
That's a deleted scene. Just going for the hard drive of his dad.
Dad.
But with Dell, I can just delete it with one click.
Oh no, I've sent it to everyone.
Oh, lastly, last bit of news. This is from maybe not great friend because we slagged him off last week. Tom McManus, aka Robson Eric, he's telling me about Pinfall Wrestling are doing a charity event. The Manca going down to
it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or the Manca going down
on it
to it. He's got the details for me. And I think it's for a food bank. Banks across Greater Manchester.
Nice.
The event is free of charge. However, it does require you to bring non-perishable food items instead of a ticket. Yeah, that's so, you know, canned food.
Yeah, yeah.
Not black puddings, okay? 31st of October, 2 p.m. Salford Lifestyle and Gymnastics Centre. It's on Camp Street in Salford. And they're putting on a pro wrestling event to raise awareness of food poverty.
That's where I live, mate.
And collect donations for food banks across Greater Manchester. I think there is a £1.99 booking fee to reserve a spot. I was asked if I wanted to do a 6-man tag match. I said no.
Really?
You're not going to take on Cole Bisto, are you?
No, I'm
going unscathed.
It's now time for a little bit of headline news.
Ooh.
If you can tell me to look good, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest.
Never fails at all.
Yeah.
So this is from Drumbeat News.
Nice.
Bride seen buying bread shortly after her wedding today.
South Africa.
I'm going to go with Egypt.
India.
Nigeria.
Oh!
When you said drumbeat, I immediately thought of Nigeria.
Wow.
That's gutting.
Great story here. An unidentified bride was caught on camera still wearing her wedding gown and shopping for bread at a ShopRite mall in Akyo, Ondo State in Nigeria. also pictured in the photo was her little bride, who obviously tagged along with her. I assume that means bridesmaid.
Oh, right.
The photos have gone viral and have seen a lot of comments and criticism, none of which are on this page.
Why would someone criticise her?
Well, probably, I don't know. I literally don't know. I don't know.
Really? How did you find that story then?
So I typed in Odd News Africa because I'm trying to stay away from
branch out,
Asia and America. And that was one of them. So thanks for listening. And, you know, more headline news next week.
It's great.
The bread wasn't as stale as that segment. Jesus Christ.
That was quick. That was very...
Oh, crumbs. No bread pun.
Just take one at random.
Do I have to remember it?
No, you just read it.
Is having sex with a friend off limits for you?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, Cameron. Take the fucking hint, okay? You've been eyeing me up before we came in here.
Just because we're not having sex doesn't mean we can't fuck.
Have you ever had sex have you ever had sex with a friend?
Are you offering?
No, no, not offering.
And none of your business like you then, is it?
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I think it's... Yeah.
Have you had sex with a friend?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
Because I don't know if you class them as friends before, but maybe someone you maybe have known beforehand.
Hmm.
And then do you class them as a friend, I guess? Obviously, they're your best friends. You wouldn't invite them around for dinner.
I think you were friends first and then...
Yeah,
I think that's
lots of photo.
Yeah, it's just a classic.
If you've awful. Got no tells on, like, it's not just like, you know, the friend get a free
thing. Is the question
no
is
wrong with shagging your mate?
Well, there you go,
Max. In your opinion, you said it's not off limits.
Well, I mean, nothing's off limits. You know, we live in a world where you can do what you want, be who you are,
there are
live
limits.
Your own
There's
truth.
Some limits.
Just don't hurt people or do anything creepy
or animals.
Cam, have you? What if
have you ever heard of man's best friend?
Yes, lad. There you go.
How dare you?
We got there.
You can't have time to come back if I just laugh louder. Yeah, well. Yeah,
what about if some of your kinks get out?
What does that black lab now look like? A Dalmatian? Anyway. So
it really depends on the people, I guess.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, if you're friends with them, I think if you wanted to remain friends, it could risk it.
Yeah.
Risk
yeah,
the friendship.
Yeah,
yeah.
Depends how it all finishes off. If you just say at the start, you know, it's just
off
fancy a shag, yeah, have a shag, whatever, blah, 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 and then 4 out.
Oh, it's Friday night. There's nout on TV.
Bingo. 4 out goes wrong. You just go, oh well, you know, I see other folk, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
No harm done. No skin off your nose. Job's a good one.
Yeah.
What about if then, you know, it could upset the relationship if she starts saying
want it
stuff
again,
about
yeah.
you. Yeah, or... Yeah,
well, she's not saying...
Cameron's got a small willy.
Who'd say that?
Are you really friends at that point?
You know who you are, you gossip. With, what was the question then, sorry?
Have you got a small willy?
No, that wasn't a question.
Oh, no, sorry, that wasn't the question.
Come on.
Oh. Could be. Oh.
Do you,
is that on the card?
If they start gossiping about you and telling tall tales or short tales, as the case may be, then you're not really good friends, are you?
Well, that's it, yeah. If you're friends and you do it, then if they start taking a piss out of you afterwards, then, I mean, you weren't friends in the first place.
It's a litmus test.
Unless the sex was so awful...
If you are good friends, would you want to have sex though? I don't think you would. Yeah. If you're really good friends.
Mm.
Really?
No.
Really good friends.
Yeah.
Depends, doesn't it? It really, everyone's different. Well, we live in a world
of... Some of you lads have never played rugby and it really shows. You want to ruck down with your clothes off?
Ooh.
No, no, I never did.
So it's not even,
and that's
not
why
even
I got kicked out the
team. It's clear what's coming on.
That's why I was forced to leave.
Okay, so on that...
Do what you want.
Yeah, I'm saying do what you want as well,
What's the question? Is having sex with a friend off limits for you?
For me, like...
I don't have many female friends, so yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd rather keep it separate, yeah. But I'd like to know the person as well.
Yeah, it's tricky. Well, sometimes you might just get pissed and then you wake up in the morning.
Have you done that?
Do you know who I am?
Years and years ago, now.
They don't call me Frigid Lawson for nothing.
Thank you.
So excited.
The first time he's taken it from me.
Hey!
Oh, good friends. Got a tiny penis, though.
Sorry.
You got a big ass. There's a difference.
Talk about birthday cake.
I didn't get any, famously.
Do you believe in gender roles?
Are there jobs that are suited to women and jobs that are suited to men?
Do you know what? Maybe, but I think we live in a time where you can just be like, who cares? Just do it.
Yeah but what if there is a job that's...
Well, that's what I mean.
Men, what would that be?
Male dancer.
Oh, that's true. Because if you go to a stripper's...
We're not expanding on this point.
Sorry.
This is a shit point.
If you go to a stripper, if you go to a stripper's and say, I want a male dancer, and they go, we got Bethany,
obvious, though.
Then you'd be like, all right, a human.
I think people mean like, you know, fire brigade.
You don't often...
Something where you have to have a lot of strength, maybe, and that you would worry... Oh, women typically have less strength than men.
But they could build it up. If there's a set number of parameters for the job, you need to be able to, like, maybe bench this much, lift this much.
Absolutely.
And if you can do it on either...
That.
Yeah, near the, this must be more hard work.
With them,
my mum's job, where she does, like, laser hair removal...
Can you say magician, sorry?
I was just going to say magicians. Could we do with more, like, female magicians? Couldn't there? Because, like, you've got magicians...
Yes, assistant. God! This is a hill I'm willing to die on. Is it more female magicians,
the magician's
please.
Always male, and the magician's assistant is usually like... Do you know the one where you get the sword, you go in, like, the cupboard, and they put swords in?
Yeah.
Never a male doing that.
To be fair, I can't think of a female... magician. Huh? There was Debbie McGee, was it?
But she was
the assistant.
Paul Daniels.
That could be a
magic.
My mum makes her disappear, so that's a bit like magic.
I've got a very hairy back.
I thought you meant Debbie McGee.
No, my mum made Debbie McGee disappear. She comes on the news. Debbie McGee.
She'd come dancing, Debbie McGee.
Did she? She's clinging on to the arm.
Used to be a male dancer.
I know, Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
So she
is a woman doing it, and she has to treat women who come in and need and have like intimate areas that need seeing to, hair removal, whatever. If a man was doing that job, then they'd get significantly less business than a woman doing it, because the typical base of clientele for the role is women.
They'd just be more comfortable.
So a woman would be more comfortable being seen to that with that happening than another woman. So if a man was doing it, it's obviously they can do it, so it's not a specifically gender role thing, but it wouldn't make much business.
Oh, like, how much would a back cost?
You have to ask.
Fucking hell.
It's expensive.
Really? For the back?
It never grows back, so it's like high-end treatment.
For the back?
For the back, if you've got a really hairy back, then yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Could she take it from the back and put it maybe on like your forehead or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that could be fucking... That could be useful.
Yeah, what's wrong about you?
God, so arrogant. So narcissistic.
Same as masseuses. Right, we went to Turkey, right?
Yeah.
Me and a couple of friends, and all three of us got a massage. Two of us got these Turkish women doing it, and I got a really strong Turkish man, and he broke me.
God,
really tough.
Like, is it like a Turkish spa?
Have that, yeah.
Something, yeah.
Like, and then they throw water on you and cleanse you. And,
It's a wild trip. Working through your back hair before it could get started.
I could really get a quote.
After
actually.
2 hours of
so
that.
So the explorer from Jumanji.
fighting off the natives.
Do you know those lawnmowers you can sit on? Yeah.
Don't move now.
Wait, in Turkish. That's what we're in Turkey for.
No, in the teeth. No, but I would if I was going to get a hair one, I'd probably go to Turkey.
Yeah,
yeah. Because but then I probably stay there for a bit whilst my hair grew. Because on the plane back, you saw a lot of people with like their hairs like ready to grow.
Oh, it looks so disgusting.
It looks crazy. It looks... Yeah, they all had sweatbands on as well. I don't know why the sweatbands are needed. I don't know. I don't know.
You were talking about this. I forgot what he said. He said you have to keep it on for 2 days. It's like a bandage.
Did you get it done? Yeah. Yeah.
There was a woman who went to Turkey and had her teeth done, and they filed them down. So then, like, teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when she went to have the teeth put in the next day, the people had fucked up.
No! Oh, you'd be furious.
So she had come home with teeth.
Oh, no.
that's not you and your passport.
Sticks in a picture of piranha fish.
Devastating. Gender roles for jobs, not really, like you say, this day and age.
It shouldn't be, but realistically, there are.
You get dinner men now. When was it at school? You get dinner men. Obviously, you used to have dinner ladies. It was all ladies when I went to school, but now you get dinner men.
Directors, that used to be all men, now there's women.
Yeah.
Things are changing.
Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, sexualizing them.
Ooh.
No.
Well, I disgrace.
You're getting kicked out of Odeon.
Now I ever go.
No.
What are some of the nicknames you've had before?
Okay.
God.
Magic Fingers McGrath. That was the one in year 8, because I was...
In year 8? Okay.
Moving on. I was all right in net, but we obviously didn't know too much about fingering at the time.
Poor
Magic
net.
Fingers McGrath.
Yeah.
You just get piss off a lot. And you turn up. People
it's not a
go,
nickname,
yeah,
is it?
People go, piss off, and I go, hey, good on me, hey, that's what they call me. And then I had to wait outside because no one had opened the front door of my house.
Right, so you got piss off, Magic Fingers McGrath.
I got Teddy Bear. That was my one in high school. Yeah.
You used to work at the Wacky Warehouse, didn't you?
In disguise.
I got to see Jimmy G. I had that before.
You forced that upon me.
See Jimmy G.
You best start calling me this. Or else we're going to have shake.
I guess that is a nickname, but it's more just a shortening of your name.
Okay, Cam.
It's something they call
you. I don't really have
Scouse
any.
Scouse people tend to call me Steve.
Trying to think of nicknames which are...
I know your nickname. I've given you two and you haven't taken to them.
Oh, Beans. Yeah, classic Beans.
Beans. Jesse Lingard.
Beans.
No, this was before.
Oh,
before
Jay Lingard. That's big news.
You bought me a Beans shirt. That was fun.
Yeah, Chucky Beans.
Yeah.
Did you call him Granddad? Oh.
Granddad as well.
Yeah. Granddad Beans.
Granddad Beans.
Granddad Beans. Can we start it up? Start calling Granddad, like Beans. Granddad Beans.
What, you need to ask permission, Cameron? Yeah.
He's the boss man.
Boss man. Beans. Boss man Beans.
Boss man and Beans is like a detective show, isn't it?
I'd watch it.
The case. I don't like the look of this scene, Beans. What do you think?
Of course, that's how the joke ends.
They just clouds of fart in every episode.
If only we had hindsight.
Food puns this episode.
Yeah, man.
People used to call you Bounty the Dog Hunter. I'll change it.
I was always just generally called Big Joe, just because I'm big.
BJ.
Fuck off, I'm having that one.
BJ.
I'm copyrighting that shit. Tom did say to call me Jake for about 5 weeks.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Every when time I met him.
Yeah. So you had Big Joe.
Big Joe. And honestly...
McGrath.
Into surely form, that. McGrath.
MC Grath.
Just Big Joe's always stuck.
Yeah.
Until recently, I did some work on a podcast with a rugby player, and he was called Joe. He was bigger than me.
What? Which Joe was
he's
that?
He's called Joe Marler. He works.
Big Joe and bigger Joe.
So I got called Medium Joe for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Medium Joe.
Or left.
Was there a small Joe? Was there a small Joe?
Small Joe.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Came on the podcast.
I've just thought I have had a few from my mum. Mac Attack, Cameroon.
Mac Attack.
Cam. Cammy Wham.
Cam Worker.
Cam Work. Technically, it's all I'm now as well.
He just even tries his nickname, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Troy Z.
That's a good one.
T-Bone.
Yeah.
A lot of that. I've not had many nicknames.
Yeah.
Stephen doesn't really rhyme with too much. You get even Stephen.
Yeah.
Stephen.
Yeah, you get away with quite a lot.
Peeving as in I'm peeved off, you've peeved me off, you've been peeving.
Peeing.
The pleasurer.
Go out for peeing. Peeing.
Your mum's giving us all nicknames.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, I was bigger, Joe.
Yeah. Come flip my beans for a
while. After what you did to Zoe the other week, you could be called like Steepy. Like,
imagine that.
That's him.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
This week, Stephen Lies has got a little twist in it.
Oh.
Because Joe McGrath is going to tell us three stories.
Mm-hmm.
One is true? Is that correct?
One is true, yeah.
Okay. Could we have the name of the first story, please?
Okay, right. Weirdly, we kind of touched upon this before. I once ate the world's hottest curry by accident.
Okay, nice. Next one, please.
In 2019, I ended up on stage with Liam Gallagher at the Ritz.
Okay, nice.
Manchester. And the third one is, I once dislocated my shoulder whilst masturbating.
Okay, thank you, Joe. So,
interesting.
I went right-handed before y'all look at me. So, let's get that out of the way.
Wait, something happened?
Famously. I did my shoulder in ages ago, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, so. You dirty bugger. Oh, I knew it. Okay.
It was after I met Liam Gallagher.
He gave me this fucking hot curry, man.
So, Joe, what was the first one?
I once ate the world's hottest curry by accident.
Okay, world's hottest.
Yeah, right. So we were doing a video for the Manc, and it was going against a place in Bury called the Kandoka, and they say they've got their hottest curry, but they were showing it off as like a, this is their new thing on the menu. So they made a hot curry, and I was going to eat it against a guy in the back who's going to have an even hotter curry than me, just to prove that, you know, my palate wasn't good enough. So we're getting everything ready, and I'm a bit nervous because I'm shit at eating hot food, which is why I didn't go into it too much. And when I sat down, I accidentally sat down in front of the curry that I wasn't supposed to eat, that the Indian guy was going to eat, which was hotter.
What? I can smell bullshit. Yeah.
A crucial part of the story, though, is Joe making an egregious error in judgment or mistake, which,
when he walked
in
past
character.
You.
The issue I have, though, is that
I got something spicy
too
for
hot
you.
For you, sir.
Surely the guy that he's up against would go, oh, that's my curry.
Well, no, because I cheated at the start whilst everyone was getting ready. Before it kicked off, I had a little bit just to get me prepared for what was to come.
So you're saying it's the world's hottest curry? Do you have Guinness World Records?
He proof? Says, so he made us the fowl, and I was going to have that, but he made himself and what he called the world's hottest curry, which was the fowl with extra chilies in it.
So what was the recovery like for the film?
The recovery was awful.
How many bites did you get into it before?
I had to take 15 minutes out from actually filming the actual video before we get going. I had to say, listen, I had to admit what I did.
When was this?
This is about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Is this video out there?
No, this video's not out yet.
Oh, but it's going to come out.
I think it's going to come out.
The 5 weeks.
Tuesday. It's called
ahead.
Mad For It. It's a series called Mad For It.
What else have you done on this
crazy
series?
Challenge. So I haven't done anything there, but the girl called Steph, I think you might have met Steph once, she's done Drunken Knitting. She's where there's a place in Manchester where you just get pissed and
like
knit.
You drew the short straw with this.
Yeah, I did. There's also one where there's beekeeping on the town hall roof. So that's what's on. This series is me just trying the world's hottest curry.
And of course, they wouldn't know he'd had the spicy curry because he'd be sweating anyway. Max, you want to do one? The dislocated shoulder.
So you dislocated your shoulder.
Yeah.
Doing, you know, magic fingers McGrath.
Yeah.
What? How?
So, again, 5 weeks ago. Maybe it was the same time we had the curry. I wouldn't say it was one where, you know, you lit some candles or whatever, but, you know, we're just going to get down to it.
You were already hot under the collar, so.
And I have a thing, a problem with my shoulder, like it happened in rounders in year five. I wouldn't say the whole shoulder dislocates, but part of it comes loose for a bit, for a period of 5 to 10 seconds.
How furious were you, you know?
No, I wasn't. See, here's the story.
Okay.
So, as I go to...
Let the dog out.
Oh, right for the picking.
As I go to, you know, grab something to clean up, it pops out, my shoulder pops out.
Yeah.
And then I fall on the floor.
Just didn't want to be associated with you anymore.
I fall onto the floor with such gravitas because it's really, really painful.
I don't think gravitas is the correct word there.
Gravitas with gravitation?
Yeah.
But it pops out, goes, ah, and I fall on the floor. I end up.
For that, a feral.
And I end up falling on the floor. And I just can imagine I'm sort of belly down, right? Yeah. And unfortunately, I can't. Normally, I help my shoulder back in place.
Yeah.
Because I'm belly down, I can't help my shoulder because I can't get to it.
You fucking Mr. Clumsy from Mr. Men.
So I'm
sitting down and ended up dislocating your shoulder and falling on the floor.
Deleted scene from Mr. Bean.
It was horrific. naturally it just pops back into place. But at one point I was contemplating either calling my Irish flatmate Daryl, who was selling insurance just down the hallway because he still lived there, or
it's a bit late for getting insurance.
July time, mid-July.
You play badminton though. You never mentioned your shoulder.
It's a thing. It's a real big thing.
Never mentioned it. Again.
You would have called Daryl even though you're lying there covered in semen.
This is what I've got to think. So this is the dilemma that went through my head. I'm lying there, top off. No, what's my top off? No, pants off. Sorry, on the floor. Head down.
Fucking right. Hunched over like Quasimodo.
I've fallen onto...
Quasimodo.
I've fallen onto a plastic cup as well, so there's water everywhere. I'm like that, and I've got a split decision to make. If this shoulder doesn't come, like, the thing doesn't pop back
in... You see, like, seals on the beach. Just
like that. And it was awful.
Yeah, your last story, what was it?
It was me ending up on stage by accident with Liam Gallagher at the Ritz.
In what year?
2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
It was a gig put on by a rival radio station because I worked at an indie one in Manchester and Radio X put this on. And there was a bit in the backstage area that was just for those members of the station to watch Gallagher. And it was very close to the actual stage. I went there to get some free booze. It was nice. I spoke to a lot of the different people there.
Look at this. He's lying.
Keep looking to the right. When I say end on stage, that is being dramatic. I entered a door that was literally how they would get to the side of the stage.
I'm bored of this story.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm bored.
I think it's between the first two. And if it's wrong, then I've really missed on this place.
I still think it's the third one.
Really?
I think it's the third.
Who do you think? With Liam Gallagher.
Really?
The Ritz.
Liam Gallagher famously has a lot to do with Radio X. So to be named in that is some truth to the tale.
They're all very simple.
What do you mean simple?
I believe he's got a bad shoulder maybe, but I don't think it popped out whilst wanking. Although, why would
Joe,
you
Mr. Clumsy, Mr. Clumsy Joe.
I don't think it... I wasn't convinced by the curry one.
Yeah, okay.
The wanker one is very weird.
It's very self-contained.
He only did this one. On the last one, so maybe that's what he does when he's telling the truth.
Oh, I don't want to give anything else away.
But would you want to tell a story about you falling off a bed after you've done that?
As long as it's untrue.
Yeah, but this is Joe. Joe, I don't think Joe would want us to know.
I'm looking Mr. Flick the Bean over here.
So I don't think it's. I don't think it's.
What did you watch porn on?
I don't know, your phone.
And your phone?
Yeah.
And then you did that with your right hand, so you wank left-handed.
No.
And what was the website?
I don't know what the website is. You flick between a couple. I didn't know we were going to get, you know.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what? I think it's... Let's go with... I'm going to say Liam.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
I'll go with that too.
It was the shoulder one.
Fuck me.
No, seriously.
Fuck me.
I just thought it was a really funny story. Let me tell you this. Right, so I have a shoulder problem and, you know...
You could have said anything.
I thought it was really funny. I wanted to tell you it.
Mr. Fucking Clumsy. Mr. Clumsy.
You've got to share a role in these
Get
podcasts.
Get rid of the L.
I just thought, you know, you might as well be open. I'm on the Stephen Tries podcast, you know, and I've never told anyone the story.
You don't want
it was awful. It was awful. What an awful experience. It was I hated every minute of it.
You would have been like a big slug on the floor discovered in fucking ectoplasm.
Just there's the look of
with
it.
Your arm hanging
out. Something happens where it just kind of like goes, it pops out, right? But it's not like the full thing. So the next thing you know, the pain of it has forced me off the bed. Right. I've landed on top of a plastic cup. And I've water's everywhere. And normally this hand helps me put this one back in, but now I can't because I'm stuck. Right? Like, what the fuck am I going to do here?
God.
Sorry about that. I just thought I'd be honest.
The two I ruled out during stories were actually lies. Trust my instincts in the future. Fucking beans. Oh, no, you're beans.
I'm beans. I'm good boy beans.
And little beans.
Now, if he ever does this, he's lying, okay? If he's ever done the piano.
Stevie Wonder lies.
I am a bit more PG.
No, that's good.
I just thought I might as well share it, you know?
I just can't believe the most outrageous one was true. Fair enough.
Well
done, Joseph.
I had a lot of pooing stories I'm going to share.
Do you know what? Last week we brought in a banana peel in for Stephen Light, so that was a nice little...
We have a quick viewer's most embarrassing story.
Cool.
I always enjoy these.
Do you have any viewers left after that?
heavily edited that's going to be.
In my year four sports day, I was getting changed with my friend who forgot his shorts. And I thought because I wore my cool undies, I'd go out in them. As I walked out, my mum was the first person there and shouted at me in front of everyone. I then went back inside and cried. Also, the person who I gave my shorts to went home early and moved schools the next day. So I never got them back.
That'd be funny.
That's funny.
Thank you, Dylan. Do you know what, we're pressed for time, so I'm going to move on to a segment which is widely regarded as confusing. It's...
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
This week, I was actually asked to be the mascot at a Christian youth.
That sounds like you couldn't be bothered in previous weeks and you could be asked to do it this time.
So I thought this would be relaxing.
I'm not sure about that.
So relaxing being surrounded by faith and religion sort of takes me back to my sort of Christian years.
In a sweatsuit, though.
Yeah, well, you know, that's fine. I can deal with that. Sweating in a steam room, that relaxes people. So I thought, yeah.
You know your stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I know my sweaty stuff. So yeah, there you go. That's basically what I did.
Ree, I'm fuming. This is beyond humiliation. Why did I sign up to be the dog mascot for the local Christian youth event? Hey, you. Yeah, you. Watch. No, I don't mean look. I mean look after my watch, idiot. Oh shit, it's time. Hey kids, only me. Well, I'm the rapping dog, and I'm here to say, if you don't follow Jesus, then stay out of my way. I'll hit and... Oh, God, please, someone help. Oh, my, I can hear someone coming. Did you send me one of your angels, God, to save me in this hour of need? Hello, my angel, and bless you.
Hello!
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Looking semi-sexy there, like it.
Oh, get off me. You're covered in sweat, Joe. Have you been holding the camera again?
Is that a bit shit?
Look, I just need to hit up a Zen garden. I have to use yours.
Right, that should be fun.
Wow, what a sick crib. Big TV, wooden flooring. What's this? Your bedding's made from faux fur. Oh. It's just covered in fur.
Lovely torture.
Oh, boy. Oh, by the way, Joe, listen to me carefully. Watch. Make sure nothing happens. Anyway, I'm off to the Zen garden. Ah, what a beautiful garden. Ooh, is that a water feature I can hear? Let's see where it is. Oh, God. Maybe it was the rain. Ooh. It's so hot and sticky. And what's that? It tastes of salt. Ugh. It's like a shit air up pod. Oh God, it's so bad. And it smells like... Oh God. When I said watch, the idiot. He didn't realise I was talking about my Rolex.
Hello!
No! But wow. What a classic mix-up, Joe. This could have happened to anyone.
I'm confused.
I was very confused at the end. Yeah.
Some rewrites had to happen because apparently you don't want to be, you know, called a dog fucker anymore. So I had to rewrite it a little bit.
That was the rewritten.
That was the rewrite.
A lot of rewrites. Yeah. Wow. The dog mascot outfit would have, you know, played in a lot more.
Basically, I was going to have sex with you dressed as a dog.
No, I was going to say watch, and then the rain would have happened whilst I was in the shower, and then I would have looked up and saw you peeking at me over the... Which would have been funnier, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Now I realise that.
No, Max, you've hurt his feelings anyway. Get out.
Fuck you, Joe.
Sorry. How dare you?
You're getting disciplined now. Sorry, guys, I'm just going to have to deal with this.
Do you think I give away too much, then?
Having not got any kind of degree in psychotherapy, I think...
Boys!
Wow.
What's going on this here?
To quote a great character I once saw.
Hey. You okay?
Hello, gents.
Hello, lads.
Hello, fellas. Have we caught you at a good time?
Yeah, good time.
Myself and Percy are from the International Radio Association.
No. Who might you be?
Might have heard of us.
My name's Jeremy.
Ooh.
Jeremy Mimer.
Jeremy Mimer.
No, I like it. Three names.
Jeremy Mimer.
And Percy is Percy.
Yes.
Just like Rihanna.
Yes, I'm very much like Rihanna.
We're from the Shunit IRA, and we are here to tell you about a great opportunity.
Oh, sorry.
There goes my cap. Yeah, yeah. No cap. So basically, we have a big opportunity for you.
Oh, yeah.
For us? Yes, just for you boys.
For one of you, really. The BBC Radio 1 breakfast show. Unfortunately, the host, Greg Drames, has been cancelled.
What for?
We got bored of him.
Yes.
So we are hoping that one of you two both got experience in radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hoping one of you two could be the next host. Joseph, your time in the radio.
Yeah.
Was it, you know, phenomenal?
It was eventful.
Right.
Did lots of things.
You did a breakfast show.
Yeah. Played lots of breakfast songs.
Like what? What's a breakfast song?
Wake up, it's a beautiful morning. There we go.
If the radio's on, they've already woken up.
Bit cliche.
True.
It really is.
Oh, wake me up before you
right,
go.
Right, another song already about waking up.
I wake up at 6 p.m.
You know what?
If you wake up at 6 p.m, you've not got long until you wake up again.
I sleep for 10 minutes a day.
All right. So
very sick.
When do you have your breakfast?
When do I have my breakfast? At the allotted breakfast time?
You're supposed to be posh, aren't you, Percy?
Sorry. This tie, it's choking me.
We are from the IRA. We look good, we sound good. Yeah, Come on, sir.
We do look good, don't we, Graham?
We do. It recently has...
Jeremy.
His hair dipped down.
I mean, who's Graham? Graham, is he on his way?
It's a name for a voice in my head.
What does PM mean?
Prime Minister.
Oh, it's the Prime Minister of Radio.
Thank you, Percy.
Yes, I'm the Queen.
Is this an audition?
It's an interview.
It's an audition for me.
It's an interview, you moron. Twat.
You twatty moron.
Twatty moron.
It's not going very well, is it?
Not for you, sir.
Sorry.
Or for Cameron.
Let me hush
it.
Your lips.
Cameron.
Cameron. That's nice.
Yep.
Cumrag. Cumrag Cameron.
Cumrag. Yeah, of course, Wales as we know it.
Yes.
You know Cumrag?
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. I often go across the border just
Cymreg,
to...
is it? They call it...
Cymru.
Cymru, that's it. Oh, I always call it Cymreg.
I often just nip
you,
across the
you
border.
You wipe your cum on a whale?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I thought it was a whale. It turns out at this point it slipped.
Well, it's still in your hair. What's left of it?
It's what's gluing it on.
You know what? I'm not actually blonde. This is all cum as well.
Sorry?
This is cum in my hair. I'm actually a redhead.
It's bloody shiny, huh?
It's amazing how I was chosen to be Prime Minister.
Yeah, no.
It was a close call.
There's only two of us in the IRA.
So do you two actually have the authority to
choose
who comes?
We can boogie.
Yes.
And we do have some queries we'd like to put to you.
Okay.
Joseph.
Yes.
We want something fresh. What could you bring to radio, Joseph?
I can talk.
You are a pissing moron.
Oh.
Cameron, what would you bring to the station and to breakfast?
Yeah.
Croissant. Cheeky smile and a full belly.
You can't see the smile.
Yeah, you daft bastard.
If you're talking through a smile, the listener can feel it. Say if I'm talking like this. If I'm talking like this, but then I'm talking like this.
No, you've changed your tone. You've changed your tone.
You naturally change your tone and your inflection.
I can do better job.
Go on then.
Hi, everyone.
Look, it seems like we're on different wavelengths here, gentlemen.
Hey, FM and AM.
Radio.
Different wavelengths.
Yes, I think that's what he was getting at.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? You deserve each other.
Thank you.
Can we do the evening show?
You can't do fucking anything.
Joke.
You can do the 1 a.m. slot on India FM.
What's that about?
India.
Look, guys, three words describe yourself.
Big booty party.
Happy, hungry.
Right, okay.
Happy again. Like that's a happy
four.
Sandwich. Happy
that's
sandwich.
Four. You asked him to do one
happy sandwich
thing, and he said
shut up, Cal.
Three words. He said four and five.
Happy would be in the middle if it was a sandwich.
Happy, hungry, happy, oh, happy sandwich.
So you're a hungry sandwich.
I'm a hungry sandwich.
Yeah, hungry sandwich.
Happy as the bread.
He said fucking happy, hungry, happy, happy sandwich.
Like a Big Mac.
Can I say you shouldn't be on the breakfast show, Joseph? You shouldn't be out during daytime hours. You should be locked up in a cell.
The only thing you should be on is the electric chair.
You fucking reprobate.
Oh, that's not nice, is it?
No.
Will I do a show from the electric chair?
Absolutely. Sure.
It would be shocking.
Yeah, good luck. Snarl.
You've just been glassed.
And that is a joke, and we can end on that insane.
Bye. See you, PM.
Happy, hungry, fucking happy, happy sandwich.
Were you wearing that before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Max.
Hello.
I think you need to apologise to Joe.
Joe, I'm so sorry for what I did. Hopefully we can move past this little speed bump in our friendship. And, you know, hopefully in the future you can learn to take a fucking joke.
What about we have a new segment called Joe's Woes? Joe's woes, Joe's woes, gotta get those Joe's woes.
He's woeful.
Woeing.
Yeah.
Woeful. I'm upset for many reasons. Cashew nuts are expensive, aren't they? That's a...
It's like going to an open mic night.
Have we got any cards we can
show? I thought before when I was getting
I'll put
a coffee.
A card up for that, actually.
Why do people bang the coffee before they pour it in?
The coffee, they bang the cup.
They bang the coffee and the milk, don't they, before they pour it in?
Yeah, so there's, when you steam when you steam milk, it's a lot of bubbles, so you've got to bang the jug to get rid of the bubbles.
Wow. Thank you, Matt.
Woes, I find it hard to spell. It's one of my woes.
It's your fucking problem, not mine. I don't go around going, oh, it's sad Joe can't fucking spell.
He means because he's trying to be a magician still and he can't.
I'm going to be the assistant.
Just imagine an English teacher like you, Max.
I'm woeful that we could never find out who invented the clock.
Why?
Because it's just a great invention.
Yeah.
And I often thought, like, when they invented the clock, how did they know what time they put it at?
Sort of makes your life miserable,
yeah,
though, doesn't
true.
It?
Did I say I find it hard to spell? And
you
I
did,
think...
Yeah.
I think, I don't know why this one said, I could beat a crocodile in a fight, but I have no way to prove it.
I don't think you could beat a crocodile in a fight.
I could beat a crocodile in a fight.
Easy
me versus a crocodile, I could beat it.
No, you can't.
I probably could.
Joe,
that's one of my woes, is it?
Joe, your shoulder came out having a wank. You're not beating a crocodile in a fight.
It didn't come out whilst having the wank, came out post-wank.
Becky, you mean beating a crocodile off?
Yeah.
Your crocodile chewed me halfway up.
What have I ever done to you, Max?
Nothing. I'm so sorry. It's, you know, I'm used to... having some people on the podcast that have a go at me.
I'm upset that when I eat naughty food, I put on weight.
Naughty food?
Not like, you know, cheese. Like
little chocolate penises.
Mm. Oh, they're the dog's bollocks.
Hey! No. Like double deckers.
Yeah. Like, oh, what a weird choice.
Like a happy boost.
I love a boost. That's my favourite chocolate bar.
Nice,
a bit weird, that, isn't it?
But it's just upsetting that it's, you know...
My girlfriend's favourite chocolate bar.
Is it?
Boost, yeah.
Wow.
I like happy, hungry, happy, happy sandwiches. They're my favourite.
That's my woes. But I could beat a crocodile in a fight.
No, you can't. You're going to have to prove it now. Talk
a
good
crocodile.
Game.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll fly a crocodile to Turkey to get its teeth sawed down, and then we'll see if you can fight it.
We'll chuck it in a tub of gravy, and I don't give it half a prayer. Superpower, cold Bisto, give him one of them. Smack.
Bisto.
It's Steve
Bisto.
Irwin's fucking rolling in his grave, mate.
Yeah.
Keep your applause going for Obscene Green.
Have you seen him? Obscene Green.
Oh, whatchamacallit, Obscene Green. I've been thinking that while it's green, it's hardly obscene enough. And I think we could really ruin history and the obscenity of it by turning it into a sort of quiz. So I'm going to read you something. For example, 480 BC, the Battle of Salamis, the Greek fleet under...
My dad's legs.
Your dad's legs. The Greek fleet under your dad's legs.
Oh, fleet. I thought you said feet.
Yeah, that was good.
Silly goose. Yeah. Greek fleet under...
the weather. They're not well.
Go on, Joe. Muppet.
A Muppet.
You're a fucking Muppet.
You know what? Oh,
was it like Kermit the Muppet?
As sad as this is, it's probably, we've got to fight a straight shoot-up between the weather and his dad's legs.
Hold on, a Muppet could win.
For the first fucking question. The winners. The weather. On his dad's legs.
Why is the Muppet not getting it?
It's a better image. Give it to his dad's legs.
It's not funny, Joe. Why are you so confused?
I thought it was
a whole fleet of fucking ships by one fella's fucking legs. Right, okay.
The Muppet.
1829.
What, did I win the Muppet?
I got very confused.
The first practical public what in the world is opened in Blackpool?
Turkish
first
hairdressers.
Practical public electric.
Oh, roller coaster.
Turkish hairdressers.
Turkish hairdressers.
Lamp.
Nice, nice.
Was the old fucking sound of the lamp. Yeah, can we, you know what? Yeah, I like that. This is only that could be the start of the Blackpool lights, couldn't it?
So you haven't got it. You haven't got
no points.
It was a tram. It was a tram.
Oh.
So there you go. Who was expelled from school in 1976?
Tom Cooney.
Yeah. Go Tom Cooney as well.
I mean, that's just...
Don't take my answer.
Probably the best answer. Yeah, there's not much I can say that would be that.
You know it actually was? It was Boy George.
Oh.
Boy George expelled. You don't need guess, you just give a thingy. All right, last one. Hope you're all over the
new format. Who won that point?
I did.
No, I'll give it in for Tom Cooney. This all comes down to
3 points for this one.
Hey, 1 point. Oh, yeah, okay. 3 points, okay. 2020, scientists confirm the existence of three new what on Mars? Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Three new
legs.
Three new... I'll go pubes.
As opposed to the old ones that have been knocking about.
Finally!
Taking so long, man.
Oh, God. This to win.
Fridges.
Fridges. It's funny. It's funny.
You'd be stunned if you saw a free fridges.
Of all the fucking words he's gone for fridges, and he said it with a smile on his face, like, this is it.
You'd be stunned if you saw three fridges on
that. Fuck me.
I saw some legs, bro. Legs.
Fridges.
It's got to be fridges. It's got to be fridges.
Congratulations, Joe. It's fridges.
Well,
the actual answer is underground lakes.
What? How dare you?
Three new underground lakes on Mars.
Incredible.
Well, crazy.
Like water lakes.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't really have time for Put It to the Max.
What?
So, heading on to the final question.
Yeah.
We may have touched on this before, but Joe wasn't there to answer. If you could live in any TV world, what would it be and why?
Great question.
Oh. I thought about this the other day.
Oh, God.
Oh, I like it. TV world.
Remember, there's a microphone there, Joe.
Tracy Beaker.
I'm going to try and use that.
Can it be a cartoon?
Yeah, yeah. Why would it be Tracy Beaker?
Just because it's exactly the same as ours, but... Woffin cares better, I don't know.
No, but you'd be in that where you'd be living in the dumping ground sort of thing.
Oh, so you're living in the... world, like also the story as well.
Oh, right.
My first thought was Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
So that's the most things. And then you think about it, it's...
You'd just be poor, wouldn't you?
I'd rather just be in the Bake Off, eat loads of pastries and breads.
Yeah. Might go to Simpsons.
Shagball Hollywood.
Simpsons, Spinning Fields is always Springfield is always
Spinning Fields. We're Spinning Fields.
I'm picturing Joe sat on side one of the fucking stops at Spinning Fields going, "Hiya, Madge." Hello, Joe.
Homer.
Where's a poo?
Simpsons gone. By your ankle, you fucking mess.
It's cute. I'd like to try
a
Dove
beer. Please come again.
Brought your own last time you did.
I'd like to try a Dove beer.
Yeah?
You can try a Dove beer. They've made it.
ruining my
you
answer.
You can order it. Yeah, I'm saying in real life, you can order some Duff beer.
Joe's come up with some great answers today. Remember fridge?
Fridges, yeah.
What's it called? Line of duty.
Yeah.
Be, oh no.
A lot of corruption, that,
yeah, too much stress. You don't get to enjoy your weekends.
That's the thing. You look at it and you're like, for a bit, for like a couple, a week even, yeah, it'd be fun. Hmm. If you're stuck in there, line of duty, your whole life would be fucking grim.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
It's not a film. He's sleeping. TV show, is it?
What's that one? Is it the Queen's Nose?
Yeah, where you've got the coin.
And you can just wish for things.
Coin.
Yeah, yeah. And it's held by a couple of kids. I could kill them. Steal the coin.
Doctor Who.
Right, so you're going to jail pretty quickly.
I wish I wasn't in jail.
Too late.
I wish murdering kids wasn't a law.
Yeah, but then... do you remember that show? It always goes to the extreme of that.
Yeah.
So oh, is like, it like a rabbit's foot where, like, whatever you wish for...
Yeah.
It's like, it does it, but in, like, an awful like this, way.
Yeah, I remember one episode the girl said, I wish for some spaghetti. It was something like that.
Yeah.
And then they were on a boat, and then the boat just overflowed with spaghetti. Anyway, yeah. Okay. It's not what you want.
No, not at all. Pokemon, there you go. I'd pick Pokemon.
That's exactly what I thought.
Digimon.
What a desperate attempt to be different.
No, I like Digimon more.
Fair. They did have cool
Omega Revolutions. Because they had a good movie and like, got into that pretty good.
Yeah.
I know. Brum.
Oh, of course.
Brum, yeah. Travelers.
Brum.
Top Gear.
Yeah, but then you'd have to replace one of them.
Oh, that'd be sure. I'd be the Stig.
Yeah.
Ah, that's good, yeah.
The new lap time's now 5 minutes 70. Oh, 70. Oh. Fucking 5 minutes 70.
Yeah. Although time works differently in the Top Gear universe.
I think the worst one would be Glee.
Oh,
constantly singing.
Just talk to me.
Yeah. Although Scrubs would be horrible because you'd just be in hospital all the time.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones would be bad. You just got loads of scrapping.
Yeah.
Master Chef.
So with that, plenty of fridges.
Oh. I love fridges.
Is that fucking Mars dish?
So what shows are you going with? Because we've had
Simpsons, Pokemon,
Simpsons, Bernard's Watch. That's what I'm going to go with. Similar to Queen's Nose, I'm going to take the watch off Bernard.
Kill Bernard. You got a fancy watch?
Yeah.
Now just keep stopping time and turning the police around so they can't get me.
Yeah, not like a wristwatch.
It's still a watch, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a bit of a faff, isn't it?
You can stop time.
It's still a bit of a faff.
No, I'm going to go for Naked Attraction.
Oh, yeah.
I just
trapped in the box.
Just every time I get an erection, yeah. I'm just gonna. Oh wait, no, I can't pause time. I've confused Bernard's watch with Naked Attraction. Oh no,
Bernard's Attraction.
Bernard's Attraction.
Bernard's crotch.
There you go.
That's
what a rush.
Well done.
What was that?
I'm trying to lick it. What a rush.
Thank you for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Cameron Green.
Ta-da.
And Joe McGraw.
Oh, we did Mike Smith.
Yeah, it's me, Mike guys. Smith. Yeah, probably forget me, though.
It's part of the furniture now.
Yeah.
And Joe McGraw.
Big seat.
I feel like this podcast started well for me.
It was ever since Stephen Lies. It's just gone on.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Bye.